everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, and it's Tuesday, the 27th of November, 2012. We are off and running every, actually, weekday, noon to 1, on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs as we post them to three websites: my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com has the show, as does tucsoncitizen.com. We try to make it very easy for you and convenient for you to listen to this program on your schedule. We've also put links to the Buckmaster Show on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. That website's gvnews.com. And Blog for Arizona now has us posted on the home page, and that's blogforarizona.com. As usual, here on the Buckmaster Show, we have a very full hour of news and information for you today. We'll begin with the newly elected Pima County Supervisor, Allie Miller, who will be representing Supervisorial District Number 1, which includes the Catalina Foothills, Marana, Oro Valley, and the town of Catalina. She will be on the Board of Supervisors, sworn in early January. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. And Shelley's smile today is like flatlining, reflecting. Not that he's flatlining, but his smile is, because his smile traditionally reflects how the Dow Jones Industrial Average is doing. Half past the hour, journalist Keith Rosenblum will join us. He's the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico and the border. He has some exciting news for us about a new economic development. It's a benefit that will really help Tucson. It's new bus service, some really nice buses, brand new terminal operating between Tucson and the border. Then we'll close out the Tuesday edition with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, and she really has a handle on what's going on in the art scene, so we like to bring her in every couple of weeks for the Buckmaster Show Arts Report. If you have a comment or question, you are always welcome at 790-2040. That's our Buckmaster Show live line. And Rose, our wonderful producer, also checks our Facebook page during the show. If you have a comment or a question, you can use that. And the Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Now on to Allie Miller. Congratulations to you, Allie.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, looking at some information here about your election, it's was quite widespread as I look at the district. Nancy Young-Wright was pretty strong right along River Road, but you captured pretty much the rest of the district, didn't you?
Oro Valley, Marana, yes. I won by, I think it was close to 17 points in Oro Valley and 22% in Marana.
Yeah, you won 6 of the 7 districts in Marana, Oro Valley, 9 of the 10 districts. The unincorporated area, 33 of 48 precincts. And how about the generations?
Well, when we analyzed the data, I did do targeting, and one of the things that I looked at was what is the makeup of that district, and the silence and the boomers are about 85% of the primary voters in that district. So we worked on that. That's how we did our messaging and lined it up, and we were wondering why my message resonated so much. So when we looked at that
question,
and analyzed it.
Yeah, what was it about your message?
I think it was the message of reform and change. People were ready for that, and one of the things that they did was embrace those ideas, and it became their message. And I think that's why my campaign just kind of snowballed, and people got on board and really worked hard. And I can't say thank you enough to all of the people who supported me in so many different ways, knocking on doors, just talking to friends and neighbors, and all of that combined, along with our messaging and everything that we did, it just really worked well. And I think people in the community as at large and people in that district are just ready for some new, fresh ideas.
And so now it's time to get to work. The swearing-in is supposed to be, I think, the 8th of January. However, Is that a firm date, or could that be pushed up into December?
I believe the state laws take office on January 1st, but I believe the swearing-in, the official swearing-in, will happen on January 8th is the latest that I've heard. I have been down visiting with the board members. They've been very, very welcoming. I met with Chairman Valadez and sat with him for several hours going through a lot of the issues, and he was open and answered a lot of questions. Mr. Huckleberry has sent me a very large package of light reading to do in my sleepless nights.
I assume his economic blueprint.
Yes, I did get a copy of the economic blueprint, and that is very, very comprehensive. And I did note that there was a they did put a note in there that that was something that probably wouldn't be happening any in the near future. It's just kind of a long-range plan that they have.
However, there is talk about a bond election in that blueprint that could happen, I guess, in 2013. More than likely, what I'm hearing, it would be pushed back maybe to 2014. Is that kind of the sense you're getting?
I have not discussed that, but I would imagine the voters are not real open to more debt, but it depends on how they package it and what they're going to put in there. So I think that those are going to be big issues for the voters.
What are some of the things that you've penciled in for your agenda for the new year?
Well, the first thing we need to do is get our staff, our office staffed, and make sure we have all the correct tools there so that we can get on the ground running. And one of the most important things to me is constituent services. I'm getting a lot of calls already. People are real interested in what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go and meet with all the various homeowner associations and constituent groups that are interested in hearing from me and getting their ideas and making sure we're capturing the issues that are affecting them and following up. That's extremely important that we make sure we follow through after we get these calls and get issues corrected as soon as we possibly can.
Well, I will note that in my area of the foothills, I am in Supervisorial District Number 1, your district, Allie. There has been some paving going on. Folks are very happy on our street. Not only did they do kind of the chip seal, but they came back and I don't know what you call it. It's not really the full blown black asphalt, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's a huge improvement.
There's been several neighborhoods that have been improved already, and I'm hoping that we can get some more done. I haven't had a meeting with the supervisors yet to see what is on the agenda there, but that is definitely something that's very important up on the northwest, especially Thornydale Road. I don't know if you drive out there, but it is just atrocious, and that's one road that has a lot of traffic backed up morning and night. And it's one lane either way, and it's in very poor condition.
How about economic development? That was one of your campaign issues.
Yes, I actually listened to Chairman Valadez and Mayor Rothschild on the radio last weekend, and they were talking about the fact that they want to work with the University of Arizona and new business startups and partnering with Mexico. I'm very excited about that because, as you know, those were working with the University of Arizona, it, to me, is key. We have the educated workforce. We need to get the new business startups here because Phoenix right now is the new jobs incubator, and we need to make sure we're doing that down here in Pima County. We do have one of the best entrepreneurship programs in the country, so we should be able to capitalize on that. And I'm very excited. I was really excited to hear Chairman Valadez and Mayor Rothschild discussing that last weekend.
Yeah, that kudos to Shelley Fishman. Shelley hosted that hour on the John C. Scott Show, where he had the two top elected officials in Pima County, the mayor of Tucson and the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, just sitting down for an hour talking about their vision for 2013 and beyond. Other issues that you are looking at, I know that the fiscal situation of the county will be one of your priorities.
That is, jobs are priority number one. We need to make sure we're bringing new business into Pima County. As you know, I was not for funding TRIO. However, that did happen, so I'm hoping that they do bring them in for periodic updates. I'm not sure of the timeframes. I know that they are going to do that. I'm hoping I can get a briefing from Mr. Snell on what they're doing, and because I haven't been able to attend those meetings, so I'd really like to hear what the plans are and also what the measurements are in place to make sure that we're following through with those plans. Those are questions I'm sure Sharon Bronson sits on that board, so I will be asking her about that, and I'm sure that they will set up a meeting so that I can get up to speed on that, what the new plan is.
Do you look at your role perhaps as a kind of a watchdog?
You know, I think, watchdog, reform, just new ideas, and working. The one thing that I think we're all really tired of is everyone drawing partisan lines and not getting anything done. So we've got to work together.
Yeah, we have enough of that in Washington.
Yes, we do.
I think people are really, really sick of hearing about so much of the partisanship stuff going on in D.C.
They want results.
Yeah. Allie Miller, we wish you the best of luck, and you will be coming back often, we hope.
Yes, I will.
To give us updates on your experience on the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Thanks, Allie. Good luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a community for adults 55 and better. Enjoy the sensational sounds of Splendido with a special musical performance from Gestures of Joy. This is a fun group. All residents of Splendido, they get together, they do music, sign language, some big-time theatrics. They're having a performance open to everyone December the 4th, Tuesday, 11 a.m., RSVP, 762-4084, 762-4084. Visit SplendidoTucson.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is now, the man himself, Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, it was nice that the supervisor-elect, Allie Miller, gave you kudos for your one-hour special on the John C. Scott Show, where you had Mayor Rothschild and Ramon Valadez.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for me and very, very rewarding, because I think that those two guys just had a really productive chat. And I think I mentioned maybe on the last show that I really came away feeling very, very optimistic about the future of our community. And by the way, that plan that is now, I think, fairly widely distributed. I spent the weekend, yeah, the blueprint, spent some time over the weekend reading it in detail. Very well thought out, a lot of stuff to do. Some of it can be done pretty quickly. Some of it, of course, requires voter approval. But it's you know, it's not pie in the sky. It's real stuff. And it's the kind of stuff that I think both Democrats and Republicans can pretty much agree on.
Yeah, I think there's kind of a new optimism, especially about Mexico. We had Councilman Kasachek on the show for a half an hour
yesterday yes.
Talking, you know, he's talking about Mexico, and we're going to talk more about it in the next segment at 12:30 with Keith Rosenblum about this new bus service that's starting up. So, I mean, there's some positive things happening.
Absolutely. If we can begin to view Tucson and the Tucson area as an international area, as a binational area, if you will, with two languages and two cultures, not something as a problem that needs to be solved, but rather as an opportunity that needs to be milked to death. That will, I believe, be the next 20 years of this place.
Yeah, the future. Speaking of international deals, did the Greeks finally come up with something that looks like it's going to hold?
Well, they more than kicked the can down the road. They kicked it down the Autobahn.
Oh.
They actually have now agreement that will take the Greek economy in terms of its debt and its debt to GDP ratios to 2022. Now, you know, those things are all subject to change. But I think that what's going to happen is that Greece is going to fall from the headlines for a while. And a Greek absence in the headlines is a very good thing.
It is a good thing. And let's put the Greek stuff over on the travel page for those.
There you go. There you go. I was there a couple of years ago, and Athens is a wonderful city there's not tear gas.
The Acropolis and visiting all the wonderful sites over there. Put it on the travel page for a while. But we still have to deal with this fiscal cliff. It's holding back the market, isn't it?
It really is.
Not
as much as
are on
as
the market.
Think. The troubling thing about our domestic economic problems right now, Bill, was absolutely perfectly displayed on your show yesterday when you couldn't get those two guys to even agree on what the problem was.
Nope.
And until you agree on what the problem is, you're not going to get agreement on how to fix it. Now, we're beginning to see some indications of movement, both by the Democratic leadership and the Republican leadership, that is a movement off of their, you know, most radically held positions. But in order to really work this problem, there's going to need to be less posturing and more working together, unfortunately, in smoke-filled rooms. A lot of that has to be done behind the scenes. I believe a lot of it is being done. And now we'll see if the leaders on both sides can round up the votes they need in their particular caucuses to get this done. Keep in mind that this fiscal cliff, even though we're calling it a fiscal cliff and there are one or two things that do happen right at the close of business, December 31st, a lot of this is gradual. For instance,
they're phased in.
Yeah, I mean, tax increases. Well, tax increases happen instantly, but you don't pay them instantly. You don't pay them until you file.
Right.
And the Treasury Department has a lot of leeway as to whether or not they will require added withholding taxes in the formulas if the tax rates go up. So I think there's a lot of flexibility. I don't think there's a call for panic. I believe that so long as the public puts pressure on its elected officials to act like adults, we'll be fine. I think it's in the market already. I think that we're beginning to see some optimism. Consumer sentiment is very, very high. We had some tremendous durable goods
manufacturing
numbers today.
Yeah.
Bill, we're going to see a tremendous increase in 2013 that is going to be a big surprise for everybody.
Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner. Shelley is preparing for a good year, a great year in 2013. Your prediction again for this year was about
6%.
6%.
And we're at just at about 6%.
Just at about 6%. Traditionally, November, December have been pretty good months for the market.
Yeah, December
maybe
is...
Maybe December more so, just kind of the holiday.
Yeah, exactly. What happens is people begin to take profits off the table in November. Then the market kind of does some churning in December, and December has traditionally been okay. I believe we're going to see a pretty flat December until we see Boehner and Obama and Nancy Pelosi out there saying, we have a deal. If that happens sooner rather than later, then my prediction, I think, will be blown away. If, on the other hand, it goes down to the wire, I think we're going to see a flat December from where we are today.
Shelley, over the next couple of Tuesdays, I want to be talking a little bit about what investors should be, you know, it's year-end time. What are some of the questions that your clients and your potential clients should be asking?
Well, the first thing that has to be asked is what do I do about taxes? Are there any things that I can do to mitigate the tax bite? Are there losses that I can harvest? Are there profits that I can offset against some maybe accumulated losses from prior years? There's adjustments that can be made in the last month. But what most investors talk to me about, Bill, in the last month of the year is what do we need to do about the coming year? And, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years, I've been saying defensive, defensive, defensive. That has worked very well. I am now beginning to think that we need to bring more traditional levels of risk into even retirement portfolios, by which I mean 20 to 30% of equities rather than fixed income, whereas right now I have lots of portfolios that have maybe 10% only of equities.
You have played the big D, the defense, for the last
absolutely.
4 years.
And I'm not into timing the market, but I view timing as something you do on a day-to-day or month-by-month basis. This is more a trending. And when you believe that trends are going to go a certain way, then you have to adjust portfolios. And I do believe that large cap value stocks and high dividend paying stocks are going to do well. I think that we're going to see a recovery in emerging markets. I think that we're going to begin to see small cap making a move as more investment comes off the sidelines. So I'm just thinking we're going to have. I haven't worked the numbers yet, so I don't want to give you a numerical prediction.
But
it's going to be double digits
coming weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
We will. Shelley Fishman, always good to hear from you on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, what if someone would like to get a hold of you, and we hope they do?
Then they go to your website.
BuckmasterShow.com.
And just hit the contact information. It'll send me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, Shelley, have a great week. You had a great Thanksgiving.
I did. You too.
Yeah, we did. Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Susan Rice insists there was no intention to mislead the American people on the events at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, where an attack on September 11th killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador there. Supporters of the Army private charged with leaking hundreds of thousands of secret documents and messages on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to the WikiLeaks website gathered outside an Army base in Maryland today, where a hearing is underway in the man's case. The governor of Massachusetts ordering a file-by-file review of every case handled by a state chemist now accused of faking test results. And on Wall Street, the key averages are in the red, the Dow down 68 points, the NASDAQ is off 2, and the S&P 4 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. It's 12:35 now on the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Silver City is one of America's top 100 arts communities. Great art over in Silver, a rich Western history. There's galleries and museums, including one of the finest collections of Mimbrace pottery in the world at Western New Mexico University. A lot of places to stay, good places to stay, including Gila Hot Springs Resort, Silver City KOA, and Lake Roberts Motel. For more information, log on to southwestnewmexico.org. Well, a Mexican bus company known as TAP is going to be inaugurating its United States service Friday, and with a new terminal being dedicated as well at I-19 in Irvington. We get more about this and more today with Keith Rosenblum. Keith is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. He writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business and the Tucson Weekly. He's the former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about TAP.
I'll start by telling you that Keith Rosenblum is a longtime passenger on TAP.
Oh.
I was somehow early on, I learned that if you're going to cover news, that the stories are on buses and on trains and public transportation, that if you take a car from one place to another, it's a virtual experience. You have to be fighting with people for your seat. You have to be overhearing conversations and have people overhearing yours, and being stopped at military checkpoints and being in storms and things like that to get a grasp on daily life. And so it started off as a convenience, but it actually became a blessing for reporting. Anyway, TAP, for whom I'm doing some work, is based in Guadalajara. It has several hundred buses, and for the first time they're going to come to the United States, and they've bought 10 big, beautiful new Volvo buses. They'll have probably the stigma of Greyhound. When you say you're going to take a bus in the U.S., everybody immediately flashes to Greyhound and starts to cringe.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or Continental Trailways, if you've been around long enough. Anyway, TAP is going to start service to Tucson. Mayor Rothschild will be at ceremonies on 10 o'clock at Irvington and I-19 in the Fry Center there. And actually, your public's welcome to attend as well if people would like to meet the players from Guadalajara.
That's Friday. This Friday at 10.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to make that plug.
Yeah, sure. The new terminal, how's it look?
It's a beautiful little terminal. You go in, and it's a comfy place. It's not exactly Grand Central Station, but for the south side of Tucson, it's a beautiful little facility. The Barragan family's been renovating it, and it'll be hosting people from Guadalajara, well, from all through Mexico, because that's where the TAP lines go. And then they're, right now their terminus is Tucson, but they'll be starting service from Tucson to Phoenix and then later to Las Vegas. And so, you might yet be able to take a bus in comfort from Tucson going within the U.S. as well.
How big a deal is this economically for Southern Arizona?
You know what it is? It's actually another, this is one of those little trivial things that probably only you would know, that Aeromexico or Aeronaves de Mexico, when it came to the U.S., Tucson was also its first destination. There's a plaque at Tucson Airport.
Yes, indeed.
And so for a company, for Tucson itself, I think it's just cool because it's a... it's an introduction of a service that doesn't exist here. Again, to lump something like TAP with these luxury buses that are internet equipped and have seat belts and are like being on a, you know, first class section of a plane, it's just it's not bus service as we know it. And so what it does is it opens the door for people to have a through service instead of you doing what I do, for example, where I take the bus, I take a van or get a ride to Nogales, cross over on foot, and then hop on a TAP bus in Nogales or another bus line, and then go in Mexico. This is actually a through thing. What that means is that if you're a business person or you're going to take a family trip, I suppose, it means that you don't have to go through the hassles. If you're going to go to Mexico, it's the same bus all the way. If you are going to go north, you can not have to deal with the kind of the strangeness or the griminess of the traditional griminess of a Greyhound clientele.
Keith Rosen,
sorry about the slap to Greyhound.
Yeah. Keith Rosenblum is with us on the Buckmaster Show, and I want to talk a little bit about a piece that's going to be coming up in the weekly. I don't know if this is going to be a cover story, but it's a major piece on December the 6th concerning a failed real estate deal in Sonora. What's this about?
Well, this is actually a story that I've been working on for the last couple of years. It deals with, we'll start off with the amount of money. There's $20 million that 200 and some odd investors from throughout Arizona and also the rest of the United States and Canada put into a project on the beaches of Puerto Libertad. That's near to where Kino Bay is. Actually, if you were to go halfway north from Kino Bay or halfway south from Rocky Point, you would get to Puerto Libertad. It's a beautiful little strip of ocean. The only thing that's there right now really is a federal electricity plant and a fisherman. Anyway, if you cut to, this is 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when these guys from Los Angeles raised the money. They purchased the property from Don Diamond and from Mort Friedman, who had owned it, pardon me, or supposedly owned it for years prior to that, and they raised all this money. And today you have you have no sign of a project and no sign of the money. And so the story is a lengthy one. It's lengthy for the weekly, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to publish there. It'll deal with who did what when, and we'll trace the origins of that land, the land that's in dispute, because it's almost 50,000 acres. We're talking about almost enough land for a country. And so the piece will examine where the money went, whether there's any prayer for there to be any kind of settlement for all the people that have invested in it.
Well, it certainly seems like it'd be worthy of a cover story. It's a huge piece, 7,000 words. That's a lot.
Yeah, I wish that to tell the weekly when you have a chance to pay people by the word and not by the story.
Getting back to economic development in Mexico, Sonora, the governor of Nogales, Sonora, met with with Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. The two mayors got together. That was good. A first official trade mission. Then there was this 120 companies participating in the Nogales Supplier Expo 2012 a couple of weeks ago at the old Master Lock facility in Sonora. It really looks like there's some positive movement going on in that direction of economic development.
Bill, in all these regards, I believe that in economic development, I believe in social development, I believe in all these areas, if the Mexicans have, if we can overcome a lot of the crossing problems, we can overcome for the Mexicans the problems that are both real and also perceived about the hostility or the arrogance of the CBP, of Customs and Border Protection or Border Patrol, and welcome them to the U.S. instead of a kind of a almost a default hostility. If we as Americans can overcome this kind of ridiculous fear of the violence in Mexico, it's amazing how the two countries and the border strip itself will just roar. We'll roar ahead as Taiwan would or as others. We're doing it anyway, but it, more so if people can deal with one another as people and not as the perceptions or the stereotypes that are played out in, guess what, the press.
What'd you think of that front page story in the Star today by Tim Steller? Years of killing hard to add up in Mexico.
Well, I didn't read Tim's story. I've read Tim for years, and I can't address the specifics of that. What I can say is that it's a country that's jaded. It's a country that's jaded, where you know the numbers of deaths are so, and the acceptance of it. It's generally not people that you know. It's generally it's internecine warfare between gangs. When you break up cartels or you change the games, you're going to cause the same way that the Purple Gang did in Detroit or Chicago when we had Prohibition. I think people have become inured to it. I think we've become inured to it as well, except for when an American citizen's involved. But the solution is for people to just put on blinders and say none of what Tim writes or anybody else writes, my pardon to him, is going to affect my plan to go to a 120 exhibitor gathering in Nogales, Sonora, and it's not going to affect Mexicans' willingness to put up with a 2.5 hour, 3.5 hour line in order to come to Tucson to visit friends or do some shopping.
Keith Rosenblum, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for the time, Bill. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The bi-monthly Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. They're also on Facebook, where you can simply like them, and a lot of people are liking them. And someone that we like very much is Margaret Regan. She is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, and she is the contributor on arts to the Buckmaster Show. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. I liked your piece in last week's Weekly about a show at Pima Community College, what you call really a museum-quality show featuring five artists, including photographer Tiffany Yazzie. And from the opening of your article, when you said, when I first saw Tiffany Yazzie's large-scale photographs on the wall at the Luis Carlos Bernal Gallery last week, you wrote three words in your notebook. And what were those three words, Margaret?
Exciting, wonderful, new.
Mm.
True story, Bill. I walked into the gallery, and I was just blown away by these gorgeous photographs on the wall. They were large. They were mostly white with this sort of creamy figure in the middle, but only parts of the body could be seen. Kind of she was lying. It was a woman on sheets, but you could see her hair in one, her shoulder in another. They were just beautiful, luminous. Then I learned about the artist. She's 27 years old, which is very young to make such a stupendous debut in Tucson. She's a Navajo woman, grew up near Chinle on the reservation, and went to art school at Arizona State University. So she has shown around Tempe and Phoenix, but this is the first time we've seen her down in Tucson. And I think you just got to get out there and see it. It was amazing.
Where is that gallery, Margaret?
Pima Community College West. It's out Anklam Road. They have the Center for the Arts out there, and a very nice gallery, Luis Carlos Bernal Gallery, named after the late head of the photography department.
And Bailey Dugan's work is also out
there.
Oh,
yeah, and Bailey Dugan, as you know, I'm another fan of
yes.
hers, a fan of hers as well. She is a retired U of A professor who's probably one of the most distinguished and talented artists in Tucson, has been for a long time. She does human figures. She's got a series of four very large self-portraits. She does imagery around the aging body. They're sometimes challenging because we don't think of the aging body as something beautiful or worthy of art, but that's part of her pioneering technique, that she examines wrinkles and old flesh and makes them beautiful and worthwhile.
It is Nutcracker time again in the Old Pueblo, and you'll be writing about the Nutcracker in the upcoming weekly. And we had Joey Rogers, as you know, the artistic director and co-founder of the Tucson
Dancing in the Streets,
Dancing
Arizona.
Dancing in the Streets, Arizona,
yes.
Correct. And he was talking about the upcoming Southwest Nutcracker.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have seven different local Nutcrackers it's always a challenge for me to write that story. I do it every year as a project because people love the Nutcracker. It's just this funny thing. I mean, it's a really fun and beautiful ballet, and it's a Christmas tradition. And all these local companies, they do very well with it at Christmas time. You know, so there are financial as well as artistic reasons to do it. Joey Rogers' Dancing in the Streets, Arizona is one of the last steps, so not really almost for a whole month. But they'll be at the Fox Theater, and they will have the good fortune to have a live orchestra playing the Civic Orchestra of Tucson. And Tucson Regional Ballet does a Southwest Nutcracker. That's always a very fun one because it's set in territorial Arizona. And, you know, this is a good year for that, especially because we've been celebrating the centennial, so there's that kind of little historical twist to that one. And they'll have the Tucson Symphony Orchestra.
Well, for folks that are trying to decide on a Nutcracker, we strongly recommend picking up the weekly and looking at your piece because you kind of break down these seven local productions and then the one touring version of the Nutcracker.
Yeah, there's a Russian troupe that goes through. I haven't seen that one, but they do a very grueling tour of the United States. It puts you in mind of the old whistle-stop tours when Russian dance companies came around the U.S. But, you know, it's a two-month-long thing, and they go to different cities and come for just a day or two. So, but I guess that's quite a fancy affair. That will be at the Fox Theater. And the one up in Phoenix, the Valley, Arizona, I have been to see that one, and that's pretty stupendous with the symphony, you know, the Phoenix Symphony or Symphony Orchestra accompanying it.
Margaret Regan is with us. Margaret, with the bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Keeping with the Christmas theme, we've got the theater also picking up on Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend or this tomorrow in the Tucson Weekly, you can find a review of Scrooge, a Gaslight musical. And if you're familiar with the Gaslight formula, you'll know that it is a spoof on a classical piece, which is, you know, of course, Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And they always do a good comedy with their own music. So that's already on the stage at Gaslight.
Also opening this weekend, It's a Wonderful Life. This is a live radio play.
Yeah, still another twist on a classic. Mm. Of course, we've all seen a million times the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which remains a wonderful movie. This is imagining that movie with Jimmy Stewart as a radio play during the 1940s. And so we have only five actors, and they are performing, pretending to be on a live radio show, performing, you know, dozens of parts that are in that classic story.
That's going to be fun. And then there's a non-Christmas play.
Yeah, it's quite racy, it sounds like. opening at Beowulf Alley Theater.
Rated R.
Yeah, rated R, be advised. Beowulf Alley Theater, as you know, has a wonderful little space in downtown Tucson, a refurbished theater on 5th Avenue, I believe, or 6th Avenue. Their show is Marie Antoinette, The Color of Flesh. And it's a story about an imagined love triangle, because if you can picture this, between Marie Antoinette and a real-life character, Elizabeth Vigée Le Brun, who was a portrait painter in the court of the Louis Kings in the late 18th century. Really interesting female painter, very successful. And then somebody that's made up, described as a radical leftist playboy aristocrat. And they imagine this love triangle among these three parties.
Mm, and let's finish up with something a little more appealing to the general public, the Streisand Songbook at the Tucson Symphony Orchestra Pops, featuring Anne Hampton Calloway.
Yeah, I guess Calloway is going to celebrate the music of Barbara Streisand. So it will, her songs will take in all the Broadway years, you know, The Beloved Funny Girl, A Star Is Born, and to all the albums of yesteryear. And if you've been reading the news, you'll see, you know, that Barbara Streisand recently did a concert in her hometown of Brooklyn, so I guess she's going great guns these days.
Okay, Margaret Regan, it's always a pleasure, and we like to have you on bi-monthly, but because of the way the calendar falls with Christmas on a Tuesday and we won't be here, you're going to actually be with us next Tuesday as well.
That's right, and next Tuesday we can talk about all the wonderful classical music concerts coming up.
Wonderful. Margaret, have a great day.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. The bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe would be delighted to come out to your home. He does all the measuring, takes care of everything, hangs all of the stuff on the wall, and then you don't have to worry about it. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is generously provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, folks, just simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, John C. Scott at 4 o'clock. The John C. Scott Show, starting on December 1st, will go for 2 hours, beginning from 3 to 5 every weekday afternoon. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster. Thank you very much for listening to the Buckmaster Show. On this Tuesday afternoon, we will be back with you with the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.